भगवद्गीता 4.32 एवं बहुविधा यज्ञा विदिता ब्रह्मणो मुखे कर्मजान विदितान सर्वान एवं ज्ञात्वा विमोक्षसे। एवं बहुविधा यज्ञा, ऑल दीज आर बहुविधा यज्ञा, दे आर ऑल डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ सैक्रिफाइसेस। दस विदिता ब्रह्मणो मुखे, विदिता is actually emanated or spread out from Brahmano Mukhe. Now, Mukhe is the mouth. So these are Brahmana. The word Brahman can mean many things, and different acharyas give different meanings. In general, we will can follow Prabhupada over here, and here he says that it means Vedas. So the and it makes logical sense also that this, because these sacrifices have come from the Vedas. एवं बहुविधा यज्ञ वित्ता ब्रह्मणो मुखे एंड कर्म जान विदितान सर्वान दैट दे आर कर्म जान दे आर ऑल बोर्न ऑफ कर्म विद्धि और यू नो दिस तान सर्वान ऑल ऑफ देम एवं ज्ञात्वा वन हु नोज दिस विमोक्ष से अटेन्स लिबरेशन। द होल पर्पस of the discussion of that the Bhagavad Gita is, the purpose of that discussion is to elevate a person towards liberation, is to help a person attain ultimately liberation. But in the context of the Bhagavad Gita, it is to help Arjuna decide what he should do. Should he adopt the path of action and fight, or should he adopt the path of inaction and renounce the jungle? So Krishna tells Arjuna over here that we know Krishna wants Arjuna to fight the war. And Krishna is philosophically explaining why fighting is the best course of action for him. So here he states that these various kinds of sacrifices that are there, they are all two characteristics he is giving. Bahuvidha yagya, their specifics, they are quite different. Bahuvidha, they are having many different forms, many different components. But two commonalities he says, vitita brahmano mukhe, they come from the scripture. And more importantly for our discussion, karmajan viditan sarvan, they are all born of karma. That means that they are all meant for the purpose of, or they all involve some activity. You know, even when a person does something which involves an activity, like say Ashtanga Yoga, the advanced yoga of Ashtanga Yoga, but still one can come to that stage by having done karma earlier. So essentially, karma jan vidhi, tal sarvan. All those are born of karma. So here, karma does not refer to fruitive activity, which is general meaning of the word karma. It just refers to action. So all these sacrifices have some kind of action involved in them. And if we go at a deeper level, we can say even the very active, even if one is motionless and one is even trying to curb one's fire or one curb the motion of one's life air, not fire, then also at that time one is doing an activity, because one has to consciously endeavor to offer the outgoing air into the ingoing and the ingoing into the outgoing, and that certainly involves doing some activity. So karma jan vidhitan sarvam. Therefore, the point to recognize is that these are all activities which are important, which involve action. So remember that the word karma had four different meanings. It could refer generally simply to action. It could refer to one particular kind of action, that is the action which brings positive reaction. So that means sukarma. It could refer to the law of action reaction, or it could refer to the reaction that comes because of our action. So Here Krishna is using the word action in terms of activity, generically, not so much in terms of action that will bring some fruit, some reaction, but rather simply activity. So all these yajnas involve some activity, and therefore Arjuna, do not adopt the path of inactivity. Adopt the path of activity. That means for Arjuna, the path of activity is the path of is adopting his Kshatriya duty and acting as a Kshatriya, as a martial guardian of society, to protect society from unscrupulous aggressors. So here Krishna says, what is the evam jnatva vimokshase? One who knows this. So the word evam is coming twice over here. Evam, thus. One who knows this, knowing this, vimokshase. One will attain liberation. Not just moksha, but vimokshase. Special liberation, ultimate liberation. It's interesting that Krishna is not framing the dialogue of this discussion of yajna in karmakandi terms, where normally speaking yajna is often seen as a fruitive activity which is done for satisfying the demigods for getting some worldly results. So just as there can be putra kameshti yajna, which can get a child. So Krishna is not seeing it that way here. What he is seeing it here is evam jnatva vimokshase. He says that vimokshase. So one, he is not sticking to some specific rituals. So yajna, the word yajna, can, if it is used to refer to specific rituals for getting specific results, then it can be seen as a karmakanda activity, if those rituals are karmakandi. But when it is seen as a generic reference to a universal principle, that is, when it is seen as an activity involving that something which we could have used for our pleasure, we offer for the Lord's pleasure, when it is seen that way, then this activity becomes a pathway to liberation. It becomes a roadway to ultimately the disentanglement of the consciousness from matter. Because when we are doing some sacrifice, we are, at least during the activity of sacrifice, disentangling our consciousness from matter and focusing our consciousness on Krishna. So in that sense, it will move us towards liberation. Of course, Krishna has talked about liberation once earlier in the 30th verse also, when he talked about Yanti Brahma Sannatanam, when attaining the eternal disposition. And of course, before that also he has talked about it in 4.24, when he said that Brahmarpanam Brahmavi Brahmagnav Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. So Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, that person will attain Brahma. Same was Brahma Karma Samadhina, and Evam Yatva Vimokshase. So essentially, Arjuna, don't have a superficial vision of things. Don't reduce sacrifice to some rituals involving the pouring of ghee into fire. And don't reduce the activity that lead to liberation to inactive contemplation done in a forest. Broaden your vision and see that even your fighting on a war field can be a sacrifice and can be an activity that can lead to liberation. So, evam jnatva, having knowing this. So the, if you look at the verse, Krishna is asking us to look beyond, to look the substance under the appearance, to see beyond the specific to the universal. So first he starts with Bahuvidha Yajna. There are many different kinds of yajna, but what are the commonality? These all come from scripture. Vitata Brahmano, okay? And they all involve doing some kind of activity. Because after all, what does sacrifice mean? There is a sacrificer who offers the object to be sacrificed into the fire. Sacred fire. So, that means there has to be the activity of offering the oblation into the fire. So like that, all these various activities that can be seen generically as sacrifices. They all involve some activity. And therefore, karmajan vidyatan sarvan. They all involve activity. And therefore, you should also do activity. And if you know this universal principle and you adopt that consciousness of sacrifice while doing your activity of fighting the war, then even this activity of fighting, which you think of as entangling, will turn out to be liberating. Evam yatva vimokshase. Knowing this, you will attain liberation. Thank you.